This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it? How does she do it?
Sanmonani, igama lami ngududu Busani Dube. Ngiwumbhali wencwadi, the popular series, the Hlomo series. At the moment ngincwadi ezo-5 esengiyipublishile ezifocuse kakhulu on just the black community and black love and black family, and they do bring in a lot of drama and a lot of social issues. Originally ngowakaMashu, ngafunda eMlazi eVukuzakhe High School. Ngokomsebenzi, I'm a professional journalist, but I don't work in journalism anymore. Sengifokase ekubhaleni. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a full-time writer. I'm currently based in Gauteng, but ngisekhaya kakhulu esikhathi esiningi. From being a journalist to writing a book and publishing it myself. Okay, so journalism kahle ngaya kuyona because iyona into eseduze kakhulu nokubhala. Ngangazi kahle ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi uye tertiary ufunde i-creative writing, but ke that is not a problem. I don't regret ukuthi ngaya kwi-journalism ngoba umsebenzi ngawu-enjoya and ngaba successful even kuwona for 14 years. It was a job that I enjoyed and I was also doing what I love. So vele ngangazi ukuthi eventually ngizobhala incwadi in my life. So ngo 2014 that is when I started writing iHlomo the Wife. Kwakungekho planned, ngangana schedule ukuthi okay, this year ngizoqala ngibhala incwadi. And ngizobhala series and no kwenzeka nje ngosuku ukuthi nokuthi ukubhala vele into engangenza every day angithi emsebenzini. So on that day I decided ukuthi okay, let me just write something. Ngaqala incwadi, yahamba-ke ngagcina senginencwadi ephelele. So ukuthi ngiyipublishe mina, nalokho akusena into eyayiplanned. Kwakuyi ngaqeda incwadi ngahlala nayo ngingekho sure noma kumele ngiyise kwi-publisher or not, but in the end ngadecide ukuthi no, let me just try this myself. So ngasebenzisa nje iy'ndlela ey'ningi ezayingajwayelekile, lakho ukuthi ngabi-blogger, ngafaka ku-WordPress the first few chapters, abantu bayithanda, ngabona ukuthi okay, no, this is going to work. So ngaqhubeka lapho. I didn't know anything about publishing, so izinto ey'ningi ngangiyifunda vele along the way. I think force behind all of that, I don't know, I had nothing to lose, so I could really just do anything I wanted to do, and I think I was just brave about it, and fortunately kwangisebenzela. I experienced a writer's block. I think a writer's block, kahle there's still that debate on whether it is a real thing or not, so I think creativity vele, it does require you to be in a certain space ukuthi ukwazi ukuba ukwazi ukucreate izinto. So sometimes uthola ukuthi you just don't, ingqondo yakho ayikho lapho, yabo, so akubaleki creative. I do have days where I do have times where ngingabhala for like 3 days straight ebusuku nasemini, yabona, ngibe nje in that zone for a while, and nginazo futhi iy'khathi la angakwazi ngisho ukubhala i-paragraph, akwenzeki, ingqondo yami, like my spirit is not I don't know, being creative or producing anything. So I think ileyo nto leyo sesivele sayibiza nge-writer's block. It happens a lot. It happens in writing, it happens in journalism, it happens everywhere. So mina, if I feel like akwenzeki, I leave it, yabon, and go back to trying to, you know, just balance my chakras and give me rights, give me spaces rights. Masagung figela foot again figela and they will be strong. So yeah, a writer's block, I would say Utsingi Nayo. Everyone gets it, and my sifigili figil. I have a work and home persona. No, I don't. I'm just ngimina in everywhere. Yeah, mangisendlini nje. Mangabe ngisebenzini nje. I don't think I could ever do that. It's just it doesn't work for me. I don't have it in me. I am morning or a night owl. So basically, I function properly. It's okay, imagine umuntu, you're right, I can do things, I can start my day. Maybe around like 12 p.m., I mean, ever. And from there, I can go from lapo until utu extend the next day. In fact, I'm not going to write. If I function properly, I'm going to 1-2 weeks in. I'm going to 3 weeks, so this is right. That's my thing. That is, even when I had a full time job, I lived on coffee because gilala exam. It's rare go to gilala before midnight. I can't do it. So I can actually say, I'm a night owl. What reality show is my guilty pleasure? Yeah, mina. I'm a reality show girl. And it's because I don't know why. I was in journalism for a very long time. And I'm a bit army, always, you know, the hardcore, you know, the court reporting, the serial killers, and. So, mangabe. Ngibuka iTV ngifuna ukuhleka, yabona, ngifuna uku, I was in a dark place of news and just the ills of society for the longest time. So ngifuna ukuhleka, ngifuna ukuba surprised, ngifuna ukuyibuza ukuthi hayibo. So iTV ngibukela lokho, yabona nje imoto lapha, hayi ngiyibuka, yabona wonke la mashow akhona, yabona wonke lawa abantu abathi hayi, what are people learning from these shows? That is what I love watching. Those are my things. Yeah, but, and all these other things is with TLC, like about 90 Day Fiance and all of that. Yeah, but these things that are about real people, and they're just funny and that make you think, what is wrong with these people? Those are my things. I love them. I watch them. Has there ever been an untrue rumor about me? Well, nothing hectic, you know, nothing bad or damaging and like that. But there are people who just don't believe who's I am not Uhlomo, or that I don't know, or that my books are actually fiction. You know, people just they just don't want to believe that. And there are people who would say no, but this story is based on something that is real. This is your life, and so every time I have to just prove who's no. Actually, zonke izinto engibhala ngazo are made up, you know, they're fiction. These people do not exist. I'm not Uhlomo, I've never met Uhlomo, I don't know anyone, I've never even dated a taxi driver. But I've never had anything, you know, huge that is, you know, that will shock people and be so damaging and all of that. What item of clothing do I not want to see in the workplace? Okay, no, I'm not into telling people what to wear, but seriously, people who wear yonke into ibe the same color. Umuntu agqoka amaqhokisi apink, agqoka ingubo epink, agqoka amacici apink. Guys, no, stop that. It's wrong. Don't do it. Don't do it. If I ever quit a job without having another one already? My last job, ne? And I used to work for the Guptas. Woke up one morning, went to work. At 5 p.m. we were told the paper is closing, it's done, nobody saw it coming, nobody knew what was happening. So I didn't really quit, but it was a mass firing. We all say we were fired, like, at once, all of us. I didn't have a plan or a job. after that, and I realized it was no, actually I don't want a job. I'm just gonna focus on my writing and my books. I've never looked for a job after that. I've just been doing this work, working myself for the past, what, 3 years now? I think it's 3 years now. Most embarrassing moment at work. We've all had those, a lot of those. One of my most embarrassing moments when I was working full-time, it was when I had to edit a story, and I actually wrote the KZN Premier's name as, well, they had the same surname, but I the previous one and the one that was currently a NEC at the time. The Premier at the time. So I put the name of the other one. The one wasn't Premier anymore. The story went on, the paper was published. In the morning, I had my boss waiting for me. I had everybody waiting for me. It was just, it was just messy. And I didn't get into a lot of trouble. I had to write a correction, and having to write a correction is embarrassing for any journalist. So yeah, that was my moment. How important is a mentor? I've never had one, actually. I've never even tried to have one, but I've had a lot of people ask me to be their mentor. I haven't taken it on. I've never said yes to anyone, particularly because I don't really know what a mentor does. I think for me to even have an answer to that, I would have to really do my research and find out what it is exactly that a mentor does for someone. So yeah, I don't think I have an answer for that. Have I ever cried at work? Yes, I've cried at work. Workplaces can be frustrating, can be, you know, you can have a horrible boss. I've had a few of those. I cry when I'm angry. So most of it had a lot to do with, you know, maybe some disagreement or just really, really feeling like I wasn't being appreciated for the amount of work I was putting in. Who would you like to narrate your life story? Julius Malema or Peggy Tile? Neither. No, I'm sorry. Julius Malema, first of all, is just, yeah, no. Peggy Tile, please. That guy, no. Nobody. Thank you. If I want to do my life story, I would have to tell it myself. In the workplace, how do you handle gossip about others? I don't get involved. I'm not that attached to people to just, I mean, go that far aside being part of the gossip about others or whatever is happening. But it's not really my thing, so I don't get involved. Do I have a sacred writing space? I'm not sure about sacred, but I tend a bedroom in my house into an office. So that's where it's a full office with a desk and computers and the bookshelf and everything. So that's where I write. It works for me for now, but you know, when I need to be out of here, I do go to a coffee shop or another place just to sit, just to be in a different environment. So yeah, the office in my house is where I do all the work. Does it still shock you that people are still so in love with the Hlomo series? I'm not sure about shock. I've gotten very used to it. Obviously, when I started, I didn't know it would go this far and that it would be this big. And then like 5-6 years later, there'd still be new people about discover the books and want to rave about them and they want to talk about them and they want to talk about what's on chapter 5. I don't know what's on chapter 5. I have 5 books. I actually have 6 books. I have 5 books in the Hlomo series. And I spent years. So yeah, every time somebody new wants to talk, it's fascinating to see how excited they are about it. But also I've done this so many times that I do give people time to ask and to talk about it and all of that. But yeah, look, it's great. I think the most amazing thing is that people are still buying these books. They're just buying them, and that's the most shocking part, because they've been around for the longest time, and they're still just selling very well, and it's beautiful. I love it, and I'm thankful for it. If I could go back in time, what would I do differently, career or personal life? I'm very content, you know. I can't say I haven't had hardships. I haven't had, bad career choices or bad personal life choices. But I think that all of it has just brought me to this place where I'm content and I'm comfortable and I'm happy. So there isn't a thing that I would go and change. I'm actually very glad. People ask me why I started writing so late, because I only released my first book when I was 33, I think, Klomo. So I think it was the best thing for me, because I was wiser and there was, great content, because I'd experienced a lot of things, and I could just put them in the book. I mean, they were just my point of reference in what I was writing and the stories I was telling. So look, I'm good. Maybe if you had asked me this 5 years ago, I would find something, but I'm in such a great place that I think everything that I have ever done just brought me here, and I'm good. I'm happy. If I ever lost out on a promotion I thought I would get, actually, all the promotions I had, I got while I was working, where I didn't expect them, I didn't see them coming. So, no. My answer would be no. No. I can't think. I've never been in that situation. I'm actually working on my final book on the Klomo series. It's done. I just need to decide on when I'm going to publish it and how, and if I have to go back and cut some stuff or add some stuff and all of that. I'm still sitting with it. So what is next for me is that I have a book coming, and once I'm done, I'm going to, with that book, I'm going to give myself a break, maybe for a year without writing anything or releasing anything. And start something after that, something different. Could be different from, it's definitely not going to be a series. I'm trying to venture into other things as well, but I'm always going to be writing, and self-care is very important going forward. It's been a crazy year, and I think we all need to take care of our mental and spiritual state, emotional state, so if we survive COVID, obviously we're gonna have to try and do things differently, take care of ourselves more. You find me on social media. I am everywhere. I'm on Facebook as Tutubusani Tube. I'm on Instagram as the Klomo series, and also as Tutubusani Tube. I have two Instagram accounts. I'm also on Twitter as at Tutubusani. I'm there. I'm more of a Facebook and Instagram person. But I also have a group on Facebook called the Klomo series books by Tutubusani Tube. So I am everywhere. You just search my name and I'm going to pop.
How does she do it? How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.